But in the last 24 hours, there's been nothing bigger than the announcement that I Am Invincible is the stallion that will be teaming up in the breeding season coming up with the champion mare Winx, and making that decision along with other owners, Debbie Kapitas. Morning to you, Deb.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, it was another piece in the jigsaw puzzle around this remarkable mare that we'd been waiting on. Take us through the, well, I guess in short terms, how you came up with I Am Invincible.
Ah, look, with Winx, nothing's ever simple. So, yeah. You know, and we all work as a great ownership group together. And so we decided to get information from all over the place. We asked overseas and domestic bloodstock consultants and agents and stud masters. And, of course, we were approached by certain studs from overseas and in Australia. And then we just correlated it all, thought about it all ourselves, because I believe that individually you should come to a decision and then you get together as a group so that you're informed. And that's what we did. And after, you know, getting a shorter list and then discussing it, and that was what we came to. It was a hard decision. There are a lot of worthy stallions out there that would make beautiful fathers for Winx, and she's lucky. She's very, very easy. She's accommodating. Her breeding allows us to go to a multitude of stallions. Mm. But, you know, it just, that's how it came about. And we all finally decided that, yes, we were all very, very comfortable and very happy with I Am Invincible.
He's been a remarkable rise in the last few years, the stallion. I mean, he was standing at 11,000 for his first couple of seasons there at Yarraman Park, and now he's at 225,000 plus GST for the season coming up. That's how the rise has been. And I mean, even Debbie, if you look at this racing season, 28 individual stakes winners, which included obviously Invincibella on Saturday. I mean, he is a stallion that's on everybody's lips.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why he's not an easy stallion to get into. And, you know, like, that's the story I think it's great that he was a run-of-the-mill stallion, 11 grand. That's a very small fee for a stallion when they're starting out. And for him to have done what he did with those early group of mares and progressed the way he has, he's risen to be a star the same way as Winx did. So it was great synergy in that respect. But, look, he gets great stock on the ground. 9 times out of 10, his horses are great, are well-conformed. And you know, like, we're very comfortable with it. He has an amazing record, and there's nothing more exciting. The Mitchell boys are a wonderful family to deal with, and it's brilliant that we can give their farm the joy of having Winx there as well, because we've had so much joy with her.
Deb, we spoke with Arthur just after the news was announced yesterday, and I think we were informing him at the time that this was being announced or had been announced. You could hear it in his voice, the joy of he came on air and told us that I'm Invincible has been serving Black Caviar, and now to get the chance of Winx, this is just, as you say, a rags to riches story.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we announced to everyone at the one time yesterday. That's the way we work as a group. We don't like to play favours, and you actually beat me to it, because I was just about to ring Harry and I heard you'd rung Arthur. I was in a meeting and I thought, damn.
No.
We like to be very fair, and we like to keep everyone informed.
No, that's right. And, you know, if you tell one person, I'm not saying this about Arthur or Harry, but if you tell one person anything about Winx, then it's going to spread pretty quickly, Deb.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? But that means that everybody out there is still interested in this amazing mare. And she, you know, this next chapter is going to be so exciting. But it's not the same as racing. You don't have a prep every few months. You've just got to be nice and calm and relaxed and wait.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lovely, lovely time.
There's already discussions about names. You probably, I don't know whether you've been listening to any stations, but everyone's starting to come up with names now, Winxable and other names that have been mentioned over the last 12 hours or so. Have you given yourself a little bit of time to come up with a name, even at this early stage?
No, Andrew. I don't name them until they're actually nearly a yearling. I don't even contemplate it until they're actually going to go out on the track. It's very hard. You've got to... Naming a horse is impossible these days. So much has taken. So,
yeah.
I think it's fun, and I think we've had some great suggestions. And I have, and I've started to make a bit of a list. But look, you don't. That's preempting it a little bit. It's chatter and it's conversation about racing, and that's what we want. We want conversation about racing in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. I guess this is an obvious question, but I'll get you to explain it just for people that may not be thinking. But you're obviously going to keep, I don't know whether you've made the decision, you'll keep all her progeny, but you'll certainly keep her first?
Look, Andrew, we haven't actually, there was so much going on, and we set ourselves the task of where she's going to live, and we've done that. And then we had to do the task of who she was going to. And then our lives take over. I've got quite a bit of business at the moment.
Yep.
And so we don't have to decide that yet. So what we'll do is when everybody's back in Australia and we can get together and have another chat, we'll work out what we think we'll do going forward. But look, nothing's ever set in stone. But it'll be a decision. We haven't made any of those decisions. Peter and Patty and Richard, they aren't natural breeders. Richard's done a little bit and Peter is starting to do a little bit, but they're still learning a lot. So you don't want to jump in and make big decisions like that off the cuff.
Understand. She would, whatever the progeny, boy or girl, if you did decide to sell, then obviously everyone knows that yearling or young horse would be worth an unbelievable figure. But you'll get across that water when you can. Can I just go back on one thing you mentioned there, Deb? And I'm not too sure whether you want to say where Winx is going to live her days. Do you want to say that or not?
Look, Winx deserves to be a little horse in a paddock, so we don't want any hoo-ha about where she's living. So we're keeping that a secret, the same as we did with the spelling paddock. It just means that she deserves to be a horse. She deserves to have a paddock and be able to do what she wants to do, not to have to be paraded and prodded and looked at. And, you know, the farm doesn't need to be annoyed about her. It's hard enough for wherever she is going. It's hard enough for them to do it. It's pretty frightening looking after a horse like her. You want everything to be perfect. And animals aren't always perfect. And weather's not perfect. And you just can't preempt anything. It's like children. You send them off to school, but you just don't know if you're going to be picking them up healthy in the afternoon.
Oh, geez, Deb, I've got kids 26 and 24, and I'm still trying to help them. I don't know about the young ones. They kept telling me that things would get easier, but I reckon they get tougher as they get older.
Oh, then you get the grandkids, Andrew. Wait for that.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't wait for that. No, I can't wait for that for sure. It's such an exciting story, and I think people are fascinated with anything to do with the champion mare, Winx, and people relive those memories of race days, the kids waving flags and things like that. And I think that's what makes this whole story, you know, the announcement yesterday, Debbie, just the reaction that it got on social media that everyone just wants to see and hear about her.
Oh, look, and it's so touching. We are the ownership group. We're all so touched at the love that she's created in the industry and worldwide. And, you know, like we'll keep giving updates, but to be honest, when a horse is in a paddock, there's not a great deal you can talk about. But, you know, like whenever there is anything, we will put it out to everybody because she's not just ours anymore. She became the public's as she was racing. And I still believe she should be the public's. But there's parts of her life that just need to be kept private for her to be a proper horse. And that's the only things we'll do. Everything else people will hear about.
Yep, understand. Debbie, thanks for joining us this morning. It's a long road, obviously. She'll get served after September. And then the process, we just everyone stand by for 9, 12 months later on when we learn a bit more. It is a slow process now, this one, but it's not like a racing campaign.
Yeah, it is a slow process, but it's like when you have children. It's worth it at the end.
It certainly is, no doubt about that. Good on you, Debbie. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're very welcome, and thanks, everybody, for being so interested in what's happening with Winx.